This is Jesse Laborde, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You're trying. This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
lamping at the Lucas. Sitting with a little black boy, she called him Lucas. He knew it. Found herself the daughter of a kingpin, the ex of Tony Stark's. It's a win-win. His seed, the greed filled up in his eyes. He kidnapped them both for a scheme of revenge. Pillowcases over the head, tossed in the bins. No friends, no foes, only evil to expose. Let's make a video. Tell Lou I got his grandson and daughter, and I ain't looking for no ransom. I want revenge. I want blood. I want his head on the rug. I want him to watch me strangle his daughter, butcher his babies, attack pits foaming out the mouth with rabies. M80 stuffed in his ass, cause bodily harm. This is just the tip of the storm. Time to come. Tell her we need to speak. Man the mush. As soon as he step in the building, ambush.
Recruitment is looking dirty, breaking up a soda, but two in the medulla, for the good, I'll shoot ya. Aim for the obligated, do the job, I gotcha. Join the squad and knock the hemoglobin out. Quick draw, hacksaw, the look of mobbing. Sawed off, spray off, I'm a goblin, outlaw, stand off. Ain't no stopping, hell nah, kill them all. Rotten coffin, stuck with low talking, roll, keep on popping. Barrel smoke till they off them. Up and go tippy to aim and drop them. Danger zone, bullet hole, still the noggin. Moving slow through shadows, take no pardons. Hit the dome, reaper, on the departed. Business as usual, for a professional level, if each I do a different revenue.
DeLucas made their way through the main gate. Quiet as cougars chasing wild game prey. They cut through the chain link fence, up through the fire escape steps. They raided the Kane gang's den where Kane and his main team slept. A look on Kane's face when he realized what was taking place. He was anticipating a payday, now he's faced with a melee. He sprang to his feet, but his legs wouldn't stay straight. Afraid, he reached for his beats, bang, 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 but way late. As if on cue, the DeLuca crew pulled out Lucas and began shooting in unison, maneuvering through each of the rooms in pursuit of Kane. Blue smoke in the putrid, irrefutable stench of mutilated flesh and the death of human beings. Finally, it was over. The DeLucas lowered their revolvers and put them back in their shoulder holsters. They sifted through the dead remains, the bedrooms and the entryway. Where the hell is Lester Kane?
Now what is this that stands before me? Underneath this black horse coughing, it's Logan and her half-breed offspring. I got the nod from Kane that I'll be enforcing this cruel source of arbitration. I'm an ex-con with a commas concentration. This job I take it with pride and consideration. When no problem, we're bringing violence without wild provocation. I'm delivering death's invitation. Bring that elevation will be the compensation for the confrontation. When the DeLucas get wiped out without complications. If something goes wrong, I have to, I step back and shoot. I'm an actual monster, no zipper on back of my suit. Our squad has been looking with his back by the truth. Got worse schizophrenia than Jekyll and Hyde. The menace weapon has been passed out of heaven. I hope the DeLucas don't realize they've been lying.
Kane's gang had no inkling that DeLucas had staked out the vacated building for 8 days. They knew about his way in, the way out, the make escape route, the hidden staircase, the way down to the basement in the safe house, where to find Logan and her afraid child, in a dark corner where they were being held. They were blindfolded with tape mouths, no light or water, arms and legs bound.
But there's a double cross, of course, and we're hearing guns letting off from somewhere else. I'm ready to get involved with the revolver and clear this weird warehouse all by myself. I dive on the ground, firing rounds, putting a power, lining us down, shining aloud, sliding a pile, and striking my crowd, hiding in barrels, snatching a child. Kane escaped out of the door with a side. Beast forming his guy, my part in the tide. And they're removing his limbs and pulling the skin from the bottom of his tims to the opening wounds of his shins. The knives shining like shark's fins as the shock stops neurological functions. Now the swab's aiming at my top like a racist cop, but he letting the hammer drop. Fuck, how am I gonna survive when he just shot out my kneecaps? And I tried to walk, but I collapsed. And the whole place is covered in glass. And as he exited and laughed, explosive detonators in his hand. He had executed his plan to retrieve Logan and the little man. I'm delivering death's invitation. I'm delivering death's invitation. I am delivering death's invitation. I'm delivering death's invitation. I'm delivering death's invitation.
Yeah. it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Disappears as I'm on your skin and love. This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Tune in to Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P. for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise. We'll be right back.
towards the light. Come on, Persephone, put up a fight, girl. It's the least that you could do. But it tastes so good with a needle and honey. When the sky unfolds, you wouldn't need any money. You could live off this like it's the end of the world. If you don't get up on your feet, and as you breathe the fumes, you think maybe I can make myself at home here. But it seems sweet, but then it comes down heavy by the time you come to the plane. Rock, rock, steady in the buzz of the pinball machine in the other room.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
Yeah, these niggas want me to rhyme like this, niggas want me to rhyme like that. All I want you to do is just join us, join us, join our nation. Power, power, success, success. Frustration, mafia. Nigga, frustration. Ride for a nation. By the delegation, Billy Blast, no patient. That's what the creation of this foundation. So I keep blasting with
TV screen, time for the hate half hour.
Hate.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Don't just hate radio, just love your radio.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
We'll be right back.
atrocity.
Yellow Doga from a university. Counting my blades, counting my fingers. How many motherfuckers in this room are sinners? Just subconsciously counting my blades, counting my fingers. How many motherfuckers in this room are sinners?